All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. You can always join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. If you are attempting to call, I know we're having some problems with lines, but they're working on that. And I'll go back to what I said beginning on Monday. Be patient as we are attempting to kick off two brand new radio stations simultaneously. One in Waukesha, one in Madison. And it is more than a notion to deal with the technical difficulties and try to get the kinks worked out as we are moving down the road with this project. But keep on listening, because soon we'll get over the hump. But I'll tell you something. The other thing that I want to talk about along the lines of this this article about a daughter-in-law whose mother-in-law was entering the last stages of her life, and the mother-in-law's friend went on social media and berated the family, saying that they weren't doing all that they could to save her friend. And the outcome of that was then that the daughter-in-law said that she did not want the friend present at the funeral and did not want to give her any information about what was taking place with the funeral. Who do we have on the line, Luke?
Yeah, we got Jackie in Milwaukee calling in now.
Hey, Jackie, how you doing? Thank you very much for the call.
Earl, I had to tell you, I'll make it quick. I know you have a guest coming on, but I wanted to tell you, I heard your voice on the radio and you were gone for such a long time. I got so excited. Honestly, thank you for coming back to Milwaukee, and really that's all I have to say right now.
Hey, Jackie, before you go, thank you. I'm honored. I'm going to be here Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. I'm really excited. You haven't heard my voice in a while. I guess I've been away.
You know how depressed I was after you were gone? I couldn't find any radio station I even wanted to listen to, so I went back to music. But we missed you. Me and my husband both, we miss you. The stuff you bring up, honestly, nobody else does, and it's stuff that needs to be talked about. So
let me ask you, what do you think of the subject that I'm talking about right now?
You know what? I've been taking stuff out of the car, and I called you, and then I could hear your voice. But you
okay? That's all right. But tell others that I'm back on the airwaves.
Oh my God! I already have. I already have. I told my husband. He's like, "What? What?" And he goes, "I told him in the morning." He goes, "He's not on in the morning, Stephanie. He's on nothing bad about Stephanie, but the topics you cover are just something." You've already brought up about 20 subjects that I wanted to call in, but I wasn't in a place I could call in. So. Yeah, I do.
Hey, Jackie, thank you.
Listening to you.
Well, thank you. I'm really honored. Really excited about where we're headed. I appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Huh?
Is Stu back with you too?
No, not now. But we don't know what the future holds. So,
yeah.
Okay. Sam is here with us, and
yes, welcome, and Sam.
She's
going
to
do a great job
to join the crew.
Yeah, yeah, she's going to do a great job. Hey, Jackie, thank you. And
okay, thank you.
And we'll be talking. All right, Luke, you got Magic Man, got the phone lines working.
I got a little help from Brian and our friends at Vonage, but you know, I figured it out. So we're good.
Hey, man, we are good. And you don't know how it feels to. She just heard happenstance, you know, heard my voice. And I'll tell you, man, for those who don't know, I was so blessed that 2 years ago, I was the number two ranked morning talk show host in the, I won the award for the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association as the number two host in a large market in the entire state of Wisconsin. And really excited about the fact that I was not the number two ranked Black talk show host, morning talk show host, but talk show host, period. And I'm, you know, the opportunities that I've been given, it's only because people somehow think I have something of value to say. And as I scour the news lines during the mornings and evenings, I don't look for subjects that I know everybody else is going to follow. I'll tell you something. If there's a major story today, and I know everybody else is going to be covering that story, I don't do that. I don't want to be a part of what everybody else is doing. Now, I'm not saying I won't come back tomorrow. Let's say the war starts with Ukraine and Russia this morning. You can rest assured that I'm not going to be one of the talking heads right away echoing the same thing that everybody else is saying. Tomorrow, I'll start talking about that because I don't want to be like everybody else. I want to be different. And that's what I think, you know, radio should always be successful radio. It's where you're addressing things that, that are important to people. Now, I don't come on again. I said this yesterday for self-aggrandizement. I come on because people need to be to know that there are things that we deal with every day as human beings are important in everyday things and everyday topics like the one I'm talking about now, as a matter of fact. You know, I never will forget when my mom was passing, and she passed from dementia. But my mom was so heavily laden with drugs in the last couple of years of her life that she was in a fetal position. And I never will forget, they called us in and said, your mom is transitioning. So, and that's fine because my mom lived to be a ripe old age of 84. So she had longevity. But while my mom was going through that transition, they said, we're going to pull her off the meds. They said, she's transitioning. They pull her off all the meds. She lived another year and a half. I mean, there are things that happen in the final years of life that maybe, you know, medicine should not get in the way of, you know, and especially when people become over-medicated and to try to get people who are already going through the transition naturally to be able to them to hold on longer. I know me. Clearly, I don't want anybody prolonging my life. If I can't love and if I can't feel loved, what is the purpose of holding on to the life? You know what I mean? I mean, that's what life is. But if somebody's keeping me alive, and I don't even know that I'm alive, and the medicines are keeping me alive, what? Why would I want that? Well, I can tell you I don't want that. And that's the decision that I'm going to make in my life. You know, don't keep me around for others to look at and to feel they're still here. Just not, you know, the way I see it. And listen, we're going to get off of this subject matter. in a couple minutes, but it's a relevant subject matter. And we can't walk away from it. We have to have the dialogue. We have to have the conversation, no matter whether or not it hurts you, because it's inevitable. And all of us are going to have to deal with it. So I'm a realist. Are we going to deal with the realities of what this life is, and the, you know, the beginning of it and the ending of it, and know that that's the one thing we all have in common, the two things we all have in common, the beginning and the end of this life. But it's what we do all the time in between that matters. We got to go to a break. When we come back, we're going to be joined by my good friend, Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. And I do mean my good friend. He's helped me along the way in my radio career. We'll be back. You're tuned into the new Earl Ingram Show, 540 AM WAUK, 101 FM, The Shaw. We'll be right back.